Microorganisms will be using organic matter. If they are heterotrophs, this is another piece of biology, they're breaking that matter back down to carbon dioxide. They don't do it necessarily in one step, they'll often do it in several steps using different electron acceptors. As an example, nitrogen fixer then, here's our piece of organic matter. This is being used then, as we can see, to go from 0 to plus 4 oxidation state, and the nitrogen then is going from 0 to minus 3, picking up those electrons. The reason for doing it is that the Gibbs free energy for that process is negative, so some useful energy is obtained by the organism. Now the DO is going to control what sort of redox processes are able to go on. In the case that we've got a dissolved oxygen concentration greater than 5 meg per litre, so what was the DO in oxygen saturated water at 25 degrees C? So, and I'm trying to remember whether it's 20 or 25 degrees C, that's why I'm taking a punt on it, 25, yeah. It's that sort of ballpark. So as you can see, anything over than 5, then organisms have got sufficient to carry out aerobic respiration using oxygen as the electron acceptor. We call those oxic conditions. Under hypoxic conditions, which is then less than, we've got DOs less than 2 megs per litre. Our aerobic organisms will peg in around about 4 days. And when we move through to anoxic conditions where the DO is essentially 0 megs per litre, then organisms must be carrying out some type of anaerobic respiration using an oxygen acceptor, electron acceptor other than oxygen. The reason for organisms using oxygen as a first choice is very substantially more energy per mole of organic matter transformed. So that's the basic reason.